It takes consistency to bring about results in our life. It takes consistency to bring about results in our activities, in what we do. We practice the piano, we practice driving the car, we practice growing up. With our consistency, beautiful things happen. This is a worldwide healing ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dialed Healing Words. It takes consistency in bringing about results in our life. Many of us have experienced illness at various times. We've experienced illness where we did not feel good, where our bodies were aching, where our bodies said, "Ouch, I hurt, I don't like this, I'm not happy." And we immediately turn to our bodies and say, "Oh, you poor thing, I will give you some medicine. Oh, you poor thing, I will treat you like you're sick. Oh, you poor thing, I will treat you terrible." Well, you know, we could all take a lesson from the mother. A child comes to the mother and says, "Mommy, I hurt." And mommy doesn't say, "Oh, come, let me make you well. Oh, come, let me do this for you. Oh, let me rub your back. Oh, let me rub your forehead. Oh, let me kiss you. Oh, let me do this." The mother doesn't say anything like that. The mother doesn't hear, see, act in any way as though the child had a need. The mother merely responds to the child. And the mother says, "Come here, sweetheart." And the mother gives the child a big hug. And with a big hug and a big love, mother says, "Oh, you're such a sweet guy. You're such a sweet, sweet little girl. You're such a sweet person. I love you so." No recognition that there is an illness or an unhappiness going on. No recognition of a hurt. And the mother says, "I am so proud of you. You are so whole and perfect all the time. You're whole and perfect. You're wonderful. You're just such a sweet, lovable thing. You're so whole and perfect." And the mother does not live in the child's problem. The mother does not live in the child's awareness of a problem, but the mother lives only in the realization that her child is whole and perfect, just like she is. Her child is whole. She doesn't rub the child's back to make it feel better. She doesn't say, "Oh, I'm going to rub your back to make it feel better." She just takes the child and holds the child in her arms and says, "I love you. You're wonderful. You're a beautiful child. You're so fantastic." And you know, we have much to learn from how the mother handles this. We have much to learn how the mother treats anything untoward in the life of a child. Whenever we have a problem or a circumstance in our life, a healing problem that we need, we just blithely go on saying, "I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect." And perhaps it might take a moment, it might take an hour, it might take a day or two, but we're whole and perfect. We're back to our original purity and integrity. We're back to our wholeness and our perfection. But if we had chosen to dwell upon the imperfection, if we had chosen to dwell upon the illness that appeared to be there, we would empower it to continue to be there. And some people have healings that just never heal. You've heard of them, they're rare. But there are people who dwell upon their illness, who dwell upon their unhappiness, and who will not live in the now of their wholeness of who they are. Now, who are you? Who are you and what do you want out of life? Are you going to say, "I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect"? Or are you going to say to yourself, "Oh, I got a problem"? It's up to you. You say, "I'm whole and perfect," and the world says, "I'm whole and perfect with you," and everyone joins with you in your wholeness and your perfection. You say you have something other than that, and the world joins in you in that, because they say, "Well, you know what you're talking about." And so they join with you. Today, let's put a cause in motion for ourselves, so perfect, so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic, that says, "I am whole and perfect." And as we do that, as I do that for myself, I know it works. have a lovely day, and know that if you would like to talk to a practitioner about a solution to any desire in your heart, any desire, no matter what it may be, how wonderful, how foolish, how grand, how simple, you can dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111. And each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner. Tell them you're ready to put a beneficial cause in motion for the fulfillment of your desire. And the practitioner says to you, "It is done, my beloved. It is done." Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.